Relying on statistics on domestic violence murders, the Albany area Democrat wants to tighten the rules on purchasing a weapon if there's a history of domestic violence and giving states more power to take weapons away from domestic abusers in the cases of restraining orders or criminal charges. An average of 760 Americans were killed with guns annually by intimate partners in recent years. Senator Gillibrand says if there's a gun in the home in a domestic violence incident, murder can occur.
We know that domestic abuse is a violent crime that in too many cases can even lead to murder. But when a gun is involved, the problem is even worse. When a gun is in the home, domestic violence is actually 5 times more likely to lead to murder.
The gray areas in weapons and domestic violence cases are in front of the U.S. Supreme Court in a case which was argued on Monday. At the heart of the cases is when a weapon can be taken away from an alleged domestic violence abuser. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.